Children and birds sound off outside the visitors hall at the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center. This site in Bayside, just north of Milwaukee, draws thousands of people each year to its 185 acres of forests, trails, and ponds along Lake Michigan. 35% of the tree cover is ash. Conservation Director Mark White says that hasn't been a problem until about a month ago.
We found it here this March for the first time.
It is the emerald ash borer, or more specifically, the larvae of the insect, which gets under the bark of the ash and disrupts the tree's flow of nutrients. That leads to what's called girdling, and over the course of a few years, a dead tree. Armed with a hammer and flathead screwdriver, White peels back some bark on an infested ash.
We're getting right down to the cambium layer, and look at that, right underneath that bark, right in the phloem, right where they're supposed to be, that's where they are. So this tree has been almost entirely girdled.
White says for safety and aesthetic reasons, Schlitz Audubon will have to take down the tree and probably 1,000 or 2,000 more ash over the next couple of years. White says Schlitz Audubon hopes to replace the ash by planting 1,000 to 2,000 trees of other species per year for the next decade. He says the potential price tag, even with a lot of volunteers, is $1.7 million. Steep, perhaps, but Schlitz has a mission.
Our goal is to try to have a refuge for biotic diversity, for people to see what a really high-quality, intact native ecosystem should look like.
Schlitz Audubon is not the first Wisconsin Nature Center to battle the ash borer bug. Land manager Matt Smith walks on a wooden bridge over a swampy area at the River Edge Nature Center near Newburgh. He's heading towards some of the ash trees the emerald ash borer started killing about a decade ago. Smith points at a tree broken off in mid-trunk, leaning against living trees.
You can see this is the sort of wild condition that you would want in your woods. This is probably every raccoon in this area has crawled up this log and come up into that tree.
Smith says River Edge is leaving alone some dead ash that are not a safety concern, but he says with about 15% of the tree cover at River Edge's 375 acres having been ash, many trees have been taken out, and more will be cut soon. But Smith says some have survived the pest invasion.
There is some hope. We do see some struggling trees still remaining on the landscape, and what they represent is a genetic stock that is worth saving and trialing for breeding trials.
But Smith says River Edge is also well into a program to plant other species of trees. He says turnover is common in nature.
Things mature, and so as we age, our forests are aging too, and the oak trees that are in this area that are now released from competition from ash are going to be bigger.
Smith says private landowners who are dealing with the loss of ash in their yard can maybe be inspired by the nature centers and by Arbor Day to pick diverse and native species to plant. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.